a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be Ready Utah. In-depth coverage with David Dujanovic.
I love our Be Ready Utah segment. So, Dave, last night I spent the evening going through my trunk, my emergency kit, making sure I got rid of the really super old food that was in there, making sure I had enough Band-Aids, my hand warmers a little bit dried out just in case I get stuck somewhere in the winter. So I know I'm going to be at the store looking for some of those. Today, right now, with Wade Matthews, we're going to talk about staying prepared or being prepared for flash flooding. Super important topic this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've had some experiences in emergency preparedness. I think everyone has had one of those situations where they just felt overwhelmed, unprepared. A couple of times it's happened to me in the last few years. I've had to pull off to the side of the road, a tire issue. Debbie, you picked me up one of the times.
I did.
Another time I had this superstar pullover. He had like a gas can. He had the reflective vest. He's like dressing me up. Like, you are a superstar.
Throw up some flasher barricades.
It was incredible. It was amazing. And I started realizing there are people out there that are just wonderfully prepared. I am not necessarily one of them. But it did inspire me. It made me start thinking about myself and, okay, what's in my trunk? What's in my home? What do I have? And how have I prepared?
I knew when I saw the alert come through KSL News Radio on my phone last week that there were going to be some residents in Helper who were running for the hills because the flash floods were coming their way.
The beach is washed away. This bridge is about to wash away. Oh, my God.
So that was somebody's social media post out of Helper, Utah. Last week, when there was a warning, flash floods were on the way, and then the waters started pouring in. Wade Matthews, Utah Division of Emergency Management, joins us quite frequently for our Be Ready Utah discussions. Wade, let's talk about flash flooding when you're in your vehicle. I think that's probably where a lot of folks are going to encounter it when they're camping, when they're hiking. When they're traveling through Utah's great backcountry and the scenery, what do we need to know?
Yeah, exactly. Good descriptions there of the things that we love to do. And when we're doing those things, the important thing to know is what's going on in the weather that day. Educate yourself. Check the weather forecast. Watch for those watches and warnings and know what weather watches and weather warnings means. A watch means things could happen. A warning means it's imminent. You know, so if we're heading into the backwoods or the slot canyons or whatever, it's important to know what those risks are. Know the risks where we're at any given time. Then if we're faced with that situation, know the protective action. And the protective action for flash flooding, any type of flooding, is turn around, don't drown. That's what we say, that little phrase, turn around, don't drown, to help us remember what to do to be a survivor when faced with that danger. And then specifically if you're in a car, same thing, turn around, don't drown, but stay in the car. If you're caught in that situation, stay in the car for help to arrive and help to be able to rescue you, hopefully.
One of the things that you may not realize that when you're driving through, if the water's running, it's way more powerful than you realize.
Exactly.
If it's kind of shallow.
Right. No, we say, 12 inches of fast-moving water can knock a person off their feet. 18 inches of fast-moving water can float a car. That's why we say turn around, don't drown. Don't try to go through it. You don't know what's happening underneath of there either. It's dirty, muddy, fast-moving water. We just heard on that social media post, is the bridge washed out? Is the road washed out underneath of there? You don't want to risk it. Debris in the way. You don't risk it. That's why turn around, don't drown.
Dave used to laugh at me because, what is that thing called I carry in my car, that little window punch? I carry a window punch.
You have a seatbelt cutter that has that.
I ordered a seatbelt cutter because of the discussions that we've had with you. I went online and I'm, you know, redoing the emergency kit in my car, as I talked about. I was doing it last night. And I ordered a seatbelt cutter, and they had a deal on Amazon. It was 2 for 1. And so I ordered one for my son, and he doesn't know it's coming yet. But when am I going to need the seatbelt cutter? Well, you don't want to have to wish you ordered one.
Yeah, oh, exactly. When you're faced with that situation, exactly.
You don't want to have to sit there and wish you ordered it. So mine's coming in a couple of days, and I'll let you know, Dave. You know, I'll bring it in and show it to you.
A product review for us.
I'll cut Dave's seatbelt.
Sponsored by seatbelt cutters, whatever. One of the things, especially when we start looking at fire season and when we have these wildfires pop up, doesn't that increase the danger and how quickly things can flood in areas where you maybe have never seen it before?
Yes, absolutely. And that's something we try to educate people about as well. If you are in a situation that was experienced a wildfire, you know, what we call the wildland urban interface on the foothills and up in the wooded areas or where people love to live, if there's been a fire there, yes, there's an increased risk of flash flooding or landslides, mudslides, those types of things. So again, it's be aware of the weather. Is it going to rain? You know, move things indoors, move things to higher levels. If you've got upper levels in a home, to move those expensive, valuable things up if you expect that risk to happen, and then be ready to evacuate.
Is there anything we should be prepared for in our homes, Wade, when it comes to the potential for flash flood? If you live in an area that's been recently experienced a fire and there's burn scars?
Oftentimes there's not a lot of warning that your particular area is going to get hit with flooding. But if you have some warning, you know, sandbags again, barricades, barriers, those types of things. As I mentioned a moment ago, move expensive items to higher floors if you can. Bring things indoors that maybe get washed away, pets. But again, be ready to evacuate.
If I remember correctly, don't communities, cities, or counties, don't they have resources as far as like sandbags that you can access?
Most do, yeah. And it'd be a good thing to check on that in advance. Again, you know, we're entering monsoon season, and we are in. Mm-hmm. We're seeing thunderstorms this week. Flash flooding potential in southern Utah, central Utah right now. Those folks ought to be checking into those types of resources, find out if their emergency management or other parks, you know, public works areas might have sandbags that they could get.
I'm going to sound like a real Be Ready Utah nerd. Because of our discussions, when I was at Walmart a couple of weeks ago, I bought a couple of waterproof boxes to store my important documents in, inside a waterproof envelope to store those important documents, and I've stored them up high. If flooding does happen, I mean, I don't think I'm in an area that would experience flash flooding, but you never know when the water heater's going to go, or a pipe's going to burst, or we're going to get a lot of rain all at once. So thank you. Wait, no, I think it was like $8.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seriously, it was $8.
And this peace of mind. Peace of mind knowing that your valuables, your documents, you can also photocopy share those on a flash drive, store those on a flash drive as well.
Do you know how many years I said I'm going to do this? And for a few bucks, and like you said, peace of mind, which is priceless, I'm finally doing it. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be talking more about flood risk and flood mapping a little bit later on as
right.
well.
Can we talk a little about flood insurance as
yes.
well? Because that's something it wasn't until there was an earthquake that Dave Noriega realized maybe earthquake insurance is a good idea. So, yeah, I don't have flood insurance, but maybe flood insurance. We'll talk about that a little later here in the day. You've been listening to KSL's Emergency Preparedness Series, Be Ready Utah. If you have questions about emergency preparedness, not sure where to start, like me, find the answers at Be Ready. Utah.gov.
Straight ahead in the 10 o'clock hour, we're also going to go big on Utah's primary election day. There's two candidates looking to unseat Utah Senator Mike Lee. They will be at Broadcast House in the next 10-15 minutes, Becky Edwards and Ali Isom, on their odds and how much money has been spent on the bids to make it out of the primary.
So the first place you want to spend your money is on identifying the persuadable universe.
More on that in 5 minutes.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night. two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.